Darrell, you've been watching and monitoring the livestock futures positions for quite some time now, and you're seeing some key marks being made this week in that market?
Very critical levels were tested this past week, and today we have a quite a sharp sell-off here, particularly on the live cattle race. So there's some seasonal issues here that are, I think, coming into play. On the feeder cattle, normal here, or we do seem to see a pattern of seasonal highs being made right in the September month.
What are we seeing occur there, and why are these signals we should be watching for here, Darrell?
Well, we had a very large placement number, cattle on feed report, not so long ago, indicating an inventory on feed, which is the highest we've seen since 2001. And the price structure here right now, Ray, is bumped up into around that $119 a mark on the feeder cattle, which corresponded to a similar high last year in September, which was followed then by a very sharp, about 8 or 18 to 19 cent sell-off going into the early part of the new year.
So as you're watching things set up now, you see a similar trend starting to occur?
I do see a similar trend here on both markets, both feeder cattle and the live cattle. On the live cattle, we had to trade a critical target of about 90 on the front month August contract, which was reached. The October contract, which took over as the lead month, opened trading at around 94 cents, and as we speak today, is drifting back towards that key level of 90 cents.
Do we see it breaking through the 90-cent mark and heading below that at all, Darrell?
That's what I would look for here, and again, a very similar pattern to 2001 marketing year. In that year, we actually made our highs more in the month of July than in August. The month of August was a relatively narrow-range trading month, and then it was preceded by about a 2 to 3 month drop into seasonal lows into the month of November. And that market dropped about 12 to 14 cents a pound.
So, Darrell, producers who are getting set to enter this feeder calf run right now and start sending animals to market, there is worry about downside potential right now?
Well, it would just seem like sales would be timely right now. I know they've had enjoyed a nice bull run here, but it would appear that putting a value to these animals, I'm talking feeder cattle now, would look to be timely at this point.
And limited, if any, upside potential, at least to the market anyway?
Well, the major highs are at 120, and again, we tried to break through that last year and failed, followed by a very sharp sell-off, and it would appear a similar pattern again this year, Ray. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com, market minute.